You're tuned into Revolution Surf here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We also got Greg Maxwell, the Ugly Vision, here tonight.
Hello.
Playing a selection of surf cuts here. And that last set, we had a bunch of Canadian stuff in there, actually, ending off with a pair of some newer surf bands. We had the Slime Tones with Space Slime, and that comes from their album Turtle Music. We had Shango before that, a band from Timmins, Ontario, from their Reverb of the Living Dead release. We heard Plan 9 from Pipeline. Part of that, we had a live track from the Icky Bonds based out of Toronto, Live in Tucson Volume 2. You can find this on their Bandcamp page. That's their version of the song Snake Eyes. And before that, we had music from the Swinging Pussycats based out of Toronto. They don't do all surf, but they do have several surf songs on this album, which is called Going Out with the Pussycats. We heard Undertow. And part of that, we heard some music from Bloodshot Bill.
Yeah, that was Bloodshot Bill with Smoke Den. He's also a Canadian Montreal artist, mostly rockabilly, but he's recently released a few surf records on High Tide Records, and that was one of them, called from 2022 Songs from the Sludge. And then before that, we heard another band that is on High Tide Records, but that release wasn't. I believe that was their self-released record, Bodega Boys. And that was the song Aloha Prisoners. And then before that, we heard Flat Duo Jets, California Luau, from the album Lucky Eye.
All right, and Aloha Prisoners was from Greasy Girls. Did we say that?
Oh, we did not.
Okay.
I thought I did, but no. Greasy Gills from Oakland, California.
All right.
Before we get going anymore, normally this would mark the end of theme month, but it's a leap year. So,
it is?
Yeah, we're leaping ahead by an extra week, so we're having another theme episode next week.
But next week isn't February anymore.
Dave, you're really ruining what I'm trying to do here.
Continue.
Look, the thing is, we're going to have an episode focusing on the music of PAX, a great Toronto group that we've played numerous times on the program. And not only are we going to be focusing on the music of this outfit, we're going to be talking with principal singer-songwriter Madeline Link, and we have an interview that we're going to be airing with her. So stay tuned for that exclusive interview.
Next week.
Next week. So there we are, capping off theme month with an extra week. What we're going to do now, though, is we're going to add in another little mini theme for this surf rock episode, where Dave has presented a number of different bands you may not have expected to create a surf track, but lo and behold, here they have, some surf outliers, if you will.
Yeah, every once in a while a surf song will pop up on an album by a band that doesn't normally do a lot of surf rock, and I just collected some of them, including a few local bands. And including one band actually called The Wipeouters. I'm not sure if anyone knows who The Wipeouters are. Does anyone?
I am not.
It's actually Devo. Two members of Devo. In 99, Mark Mothersbaugh had to put together a song for a show called Rocket Power, I believe. And anyways, he made a surf song, and then he wound up doing a bunch of tracks with his brother Bob. And then they brought in Jerry Casal to complete an album, which came out in 2001. So we're going to hear one of those songs. Some are straight-up surf, but some are very Devo-y with surf. We're going to hear one of those in the set. We're also going to hear a song from Jonathan Richman. He actually did a few surf songs in his catalog. And we're going to hear something from I, Jonathan. And we're going to hear something starting off the next set here from Johnny Thunders, from his debut solo release from 1978, So Alone. He started off the album with the song Pipeline, which is a song he's been played live with all his bands, I think. So let's get started with that. We're going to hear Pipeline from Johnny Thunders, and this actually features members of the Sex Pistols on this recording, and the only ones, Steve Jones and Paul Cook, are on this one as well. So let's get to it. You're listening to Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Sup, listeners? You're tuned into Revolution Surf here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam, Dave, and Greg here bringing you through this bodacious Saturday evening. Of course, stay tuned to Mark Casaubon and the Cowboys and Indies program coming up next at 9. And stay tuned to CJAM throughout your Saturday evening for great music. But speaking of great music, we heard a selection of tracks from artists who normally don't perform surf music and have surprised me, I have to say.
Yeah, we ended off the set there with a track from Jonathan Richman from 1992's I, Jonathan, a really great album. And then I think it's at the end of one of the sides they have this song, Grunion Run.
I just want to say you bookended the set with John's.
I did. It was unintentional. Prior to that, we heard music from the Wipeouters. Now, this is a band that features Mark Mothersbaugh and Bob Mothersbaugh of Devo. And Mark was putting together some music for a TV show in the late 90s, and he came up with the song Rocket Power Theme, I believe was the name of the song. And then they had some other songs they put together for the show, and they eventually compiled an album, and Jerry Casale of Devo also helped out and contributed on a song for that. So they put out an album in 2001, which is called Patwang.
With an exclamation mark.
With an exclamation mark and two A's.
And what was the name of the song we heard?
Danger Dog. Prior to that, we heard some local acts, actually. We heard something from Trout, which now goes as by Roy Trout, featuring Roy Trong. We heard an early single of theirs. It was the B-side called Bite the Toe, a surf song on the Salty Waves Bite the Toe digital single. Prior to that, we heard music from James O'Well and the Villains. We heard Kill the Devil from On the Banks of the Detroit River. Both those last two tracks I mentioned were released in 2014. We had music from the Ketamines before that. This is a band from Hamilton, Ontario. They put out a bunch of records in the early to mid-2000s and then kind of stopped. The main songwriter is often doing different groups, and they're usually garage-based. And this surf song is tucked in on this album called Spaced Out. We heard No Grand Design. We had the Replacements with Buck Hill from 1983's Hoot Nanny, a surf track, again, found in the middle of all these songs on... This is their second album on a major label, I believe. No, it was on...
Second album, period.
Yeah, I think it was
second album in general, sorry. It's been reissued several times, but anyways, Buck Hill from Replacements, and then we started off with Johnny Thunders with Pipeline from 1978's So Alone. And that was, as mentioned, a bunch of songs from bands that you might not have expected to do surf songs.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some more surf tracks. Greg picked a set here of spooky theme tracks.
I did. I love the spooky themes. I have a lot of novelty records. I have a lot of surf records that mention ghouls and goblins. And anytime I see anything with interesting artwork or spooky graphics, I try to pick it up. So we got a few coming up. We have the Deadly Ones. We're going to hear the Munsters, and that is the Munsters that you think we might be referring to, the Ventures, the Storms, whole slew of spooky sounding songs.
All right, so let's get started with the Deadly Ones. This one came out in the 60s, I believe.
Yeah, 1964.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get started with the Deadly Ones here on Revolution Surf on CJAM 99.1 FM.
It's monster surfing time.